A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I was shopping for a graphics card, and I noticed one had a lot of CUDA cores, but then another one didn't have any CUDA cores at all. What's a CUDA core? Can I live without it? Confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about CUDA. CUDA, or C-U-D-A, stands for, or stood for, Compute Unified Device Architecture. These days, it's just referred to as CUDA, kind of like CBS in the U.S. used to stand for Columbia Broadcasting System, but now it's just CBS, or KFC tried to do that for a while. CUDA lets software use a GPU, graphics processor in your computer, like a CPU, the central processor. The approach is sometimes called General Purpose Computing on GPUs, or GPGPU, or GPGPU for short. Actually, it's never called that last. But mostly in your everyday tech news consumption, you're going to hear people talk about CUDA and more likely CUDA cores. Like, this new GPU has 12,000 CUDA cores. Something like that. To oversimplify, it's a form of parallel processing. It lets you have the computer do a lot of things at once instead of doing them one at a time, which makes everything faster and lets you do more things. CUDA is NVIDIA's parallel processing platform, and a CUDA core is a processing unit, the hardware inside the GPU, for taking advantage of it. AMD has one too, called Stream Processors. CUDA is actually a software layer that gives access to the GPU's virtual instruction set. Basically, it lets software meant to run on a CPU get some of the same results from the GPU. You can do this with APIs like Direct3D or OpenGL, but you need to know those. You need to be good at graphics programming. CUDA works with languages like C, C++, and Fortran. So if you do parallel programming already, you should be able to take advantage of CUDA. NVIDIA created CUDA and initially released it on June 23rd, 2007. It's NVIDIA's proprietary technology. That's why you don't see it on anything else but NVIDIA cards. CUDA works on most standard operating systems. It's on Mac, Windows, Linux, etc. It works on all NVIDIA GPUs from the G8X series onwards, including GeForce, Quadro, and Tesla lines. Also works on Tegra, Jetson, Drive, and Clara GPUs. They tend to get a specialized version of CUDA every few point upgrades or so. And NVIDIA uses the OpenACC standard for parallel processing in CUDA. GPUs were developed to handle the more intense task of processing graphics so that your CPU didn't have to wait for the graphics to be done for it to do everything else it does. And because CUDA allows you to have a lot more cores than you could have in a CPU, it can do a lot more. A CPU core has to fetch from memory. It has to interpret instructions. It has to calculate. It has to do everything. A GPU core doesn't need to do everything. It just calculates. Over time, this developed into a parallel system that became very efficient at manipulating any large block of data, whether it was graphics or not. Besides graphics, if you want some examples, modern algorithms used for all kinds of things need to process large blocks of data in parallel and can often do that better on a GPU. That includes things like machine learning, physics engines, cryptographic hash functions, and more. So, for example, in gaming, the physics engine models the real world. It's not the colors and the graphics, it's the flow and the way things fall outside of the actual graphics. In cryptography, hashing things makes them harder to crack. And the longer the hash, the harder to crack. And the more cores you have making that hash, the better. CUDA accelerates these functions. Now, it's worth noting that NVIDIA has a couple of other kinds of cores too. The surprisingly named ray tracing cores, which specialize in ray tracing graphics. If that's too obvious for you, you can call them RT. You can do ray tracing in CUDA cores, but not as well as you can in the specialized RT cores. We're not going to go into it here, but ray tracing is essentially handling how light moves to improve the looks of graphics. I know that's not really right, but it gives people who don't know the gist of it. Then there are tensor cores. I'm not even going to try to summarize what they do, but they end up helping train neural networks for deep learning algorithms. Do you know the importance of metric multiplication in processing? Great, then I don't need to explain what a tensor core is to you. If you said no, like me, then knowing the tensor cores have something to do with deep learning and neural network training is probably good enough for now. All right, back to CUDA. While CUDA is a software layer, a CUDA core is the hardware part of the GPU that the software can use. Think of it like this. You have a room full of folks who have air pumps that can inflate footballs. That's what they do. They've got a pump, you give them a football, they blow it up. But you also want them to inflate bike tires. The CUDA software is like the adapter for the pumps that lets them inflate other things besides just footballs. And you've got a lot of inflatables. You got basketballs, you got bouncy castles, you got floaty ducks. So you have the adapters, the CUDA platform, and a bunch of rooms full of people with pumps, the CUDA cores, so you can send a bouncy castle into one room, which may take everyone in the room all morning to inflate, but it's not going to stop you from inflating footballs and floaty ducks because you have other rooms that you can send those into. No, I don't know where these metaphors come from, but surprisingly, I think that one works pretty well. If it didn't, everyone else usually describes CUDA cores as extra pipes that help drain water faster. Whatever metaphor works for you. In the first Fermi GPU from NVIDIA back in April 2010, you had 16 stream multiprocessors that each supported 32 cores, and that gave you a total of 512 CUDA cores. Remember, like I said earlier, a GPU core does not fetch from memory, it does not decode instructions, it just carries out calculations. This is one of the reasons you can have so many more of them on a card compared to a CPU card. Anyway, being able to just do calculations is cool if all you're doing is 8-bit graphics, when you just need to know what pixels go where. CUDA, the software layer, lets you do a lot more. It interprets instructions and can coordinate all the cores and get the cores to calculate the right things so you can do more advanced graphics and do non-graphical calculations as well. Are more cores better? Yes, but not for every version of that question. The performance of a graphics card is not going to rest on the number of cores. If you have slow clock speeds, or if you have inefficient architecture, number of cores is not going to matter much. However, if the architecture is the same and the clock speeds are close, the number of CUDA cores can tell you something useful. This comes into play when comparing all the cards within a single generation, like, let's say, the NVIDIA 4000 series cards or something like that. It doesn't work well across generations. Tech Centurion points out, for example, that the NVIDIA RTX 2060 had fewer CUDA cores than the GTX 780. But nobody out there is arguing the 780 was a better card than the 2060. Part of that is because CUDA cores can be built differently, too. For instance, that Fermi CUDA core that I was talking about earlier had a floating point unit and an integer unit. They could do one or the other. The CUDA cores in the Ampere architecture have two 32-bit floating processor units. So they can handle either two 32-bit floating point calculations or one 32-bit floating point and one integer operation every cycle. In other words, the CUDA core could do a lot more in the Ampere architecture than it could in the Fermi architecture, but they're both CUDA cores. So remember, the number of CUDA cores just tells you that more data can be processed in parallel overall than another card with fewer of the same kind of CUDA cores. The clock speed is going to tell you whether a single core can perform faster or not. And the architecture is going to tell you how much each core can do per cycle. And then the software layer can also affect things, as can the size of the transistors. And let's drag AMD into this. You really can't compare AMD's Stream processors to NVIDIA's CUDA cores. They're similar. They both do similar things, but they work differently and use different software platforms. So they're similar the way an apple and an orange are both fruits and deliver fructose. They do the same things. They hydrate you. They give you vitamins. They deliver about the same number of calories, but they have very different ways of going about it. This is why people do benchmarks. Just let me know what the card actually does in practice. Thank you. So to sum up, CUDA cores help your NVIDIA GPU do more, but the number of them is helpful only as a comparison of cards within the same NVIDIA generation of GPUs. In other words, I hope you know a little more about CUDA.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.